I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
All right, here we go.
Mike Calter Show.
Now, you ready for this? This is happening!
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey, wake up, stupid!
You know what I'm saying? I think you do.
Check 1-2.
Let's go, let's go, let's go!
All systems are go.
Make some noise!
3, 2, 1.
It's the Mike Calter Show.
The show, it's 102.5 The Bone. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. We're live after a pretty nice vacation. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Woo. Listen, so far, everything that could go wrong is going wrong since we got back. We get out of the, I get off the elevator and it's 9,000 degrees.
Oh, it's
in the
unbelievable.
Lobby.
Yeah, luckily I saw Slater when I walked in. I go, hey, is the air on in the studio? He goes, yeah. And I go, okay. As long as it's on in the studio, I'm fine.
Which that's the truth. I mean, it's so, poor Joe, out in Bone TV, it's so hot. I could feel it in the hallway and then they have all that equipment in there. But, you know, again, let's be honest, I really care about myself. So it's nice and cool in here. But then Spanish calls me and says, hey, heads up, the air conditioner?
Yeah.
Something broke or?
They fixed it.
Yeah, it looks like, because that's where they have to repair the AC is right in that area.
Can I just throw this out there? Superheating air fixed my AC once. It's been working great.
Yeah.
Since that one time that they fixed it. These guys have been doing this air conditioning since I've worked here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen them. I'm starting to know some of the guys. I'm like, hey, happy anniversary. You've been with the company quite some time now. I don't know. A water thing exploded over my office, of all places, and all over them. It ruined everything on my desk, including my computer, which is fine with me because I don't do any work in there anyway. I just take a nap, and my chair is clean.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they definitely ruined my TV.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that TV I have in my office? That was perfect working condition.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No blemishes.
Insurance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's now completely ruined.
Ugh.
Air conditioning company. You have to buy me a new one. It's going to be 3 inches thinner, too, because whatever's hanging there is way too thick.
Right.
I think it expanded when the water hit it.
That's right.
So I have an office full of water.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do we know if Carmen's here?
I do not know. As soon as I got here, I've just been wrapped up with the water in the red room.
Disaster.
Yeah.
Natural disaster, Spanish.
Yeah. I saw some Thai kids are stuck underneath that with the water on and they're stuck underneath the TV.
Dude.
Can I tell you that the biggest tragedy of this whole weekend is I bought new shoes before I left?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, thank God Carmen's here. Looking skinnier than ever.
What is with the hair? What is going on? You ride a motorcycle here today? You and Travis Pastrana hanging out?
No, it was in a ponytail, but then there was like a little bump, so I took it out of the ponytail while I was walking.
Oh, man, where is the scarecrow and the Tin Man?
You look like one of those dolls if we go like this. Put our hands, your hair gets crazy. Yeah, so I bought new sneakers.
Uh-huh.
And I wore them.
The doctor prescribed these ones?
No. These are nice. They're ones that I forgot what they're called. You kids know. They're new. They have new names now, sneakers. They're not just sneakers or tennis shoes.
Trainers?
No. I don't know. There's some letters. NDAs.
NDDs.
Whatever. But I have them, and they're kind of like...
Non-disclosure agreement?
Yeah.
On your shoes?
On my shoes. I can't talk about it. They kind of feel like I'm walking almost barefoot. But it's, I don't know. It's ridiculous. You slide your foot in, and there's laces, but they don't do anything.
NMDs?
Yes, that is it. NMDs. Who helped you out with that?
Google.
All right.
Yeah, Nike.
So I have those, and they're quite comfortable, except they cut the back of my heel. They make like a little cut like you used to get when you were in first grade.
That does not sound comfortable.
That does not sound happy.
I don't know why it happened, but it really hurts, and it's making it awkward to walk.
You wore those during your vacation?
I did. Yes.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Can I tell you how excited I am to hear about Toy Story Land?
How about we do that off air?
Jeez. What do you want to know?
How is it?
That's all right.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I'm 46. How excited can it be? I didn't go on the dog roller coaster.
Pussy.
It looks like a kid's roller coaster, but I just didn't feel like going on. That's my excuse.
By the way, everybody says whenever you're going to be doing a lot of walking, get brand new shoes. That's
why they're brand new sneakers.
Doesn't matter.
I thought that would be comfortable. I don't know.
No.
No, Bert was going to do that when we ran the St. Pete Half Marathon last. He was like, yeah, I got new shoes. I go, you got new shoes? He goes, yeah. And I go, you're not wearing the shoes that you've been training in that you're comfortable in? He goes, I go, yeah, you should. Because, you know, oh, really? I go, yeah, of course. Just because they're sneakers doesn't mean that they're broken in or feel good or don't rub your heel and cut it.
Well, this rubbed my heel and cut it.
Yeah.
I don't like the way it feels. Mm. But I did almost do a half marathon.
Oh.
Yeah. I got a Fitbit now, so it tells you how far you walk and all that stuff.
How was having a guide?
Oh, man.
Is that the way to go?
Oh, man. I got a word for you, and it's Loomis. Loomis is my guide at the suggestion of Frank Caliendo.
Is that his real name, or did Disney give him that name?
No, they don't give you Disney. He's not a slave.
I don't know. I feel they like you basically are.
Slave names.
You got to live underground.
His name is Sam Loomis.
Oh.
And he is Frank Caliendo suggested him. I requested him. We got him, and he was fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, I saw everything I wanted to see. So the first ride at Disney, the dog roller coaster, Slinky Dog, had a 117-minute wait.
Oh.
We saw the entire Toy Story park in about 6 minutes.
It was really wonderful.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to take them on the Slinky ride. You and your daughter wait here. And I said, okay. And I was like, well, let's go to the bathroom and get a drink or whatever. We got time. We went to the bathroom. We came off. They were out already. I went, what? How the? Okay. But next ride it is.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. You'll like it. But with Galvin, you'll dig this. From beyond the Toy Story ride, you could see where they're building the Star Wars land.
Oh, yeah.
That looks phenomenal.
Cool.
Nothing's cooler right now than Harry Potter land at Universal.
Right.
And you stand there and you look at that castle. You're like, it's unbelievable what they made there. I mean, they captured the castle from the movie and they put it in the middle of Florida. Yeah, it's unbelievable. And they made it look cold. And
then if you're going across the bridge, like it really does look like you're looking out at Hogwarts.
And then in this instance with the Star Wars thing, it looks like you're going to enter into a space. Yes. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
You heard what they're doing with the hotel, where if certain hotels you check in, they give you like a backstory. And different places you can go and interact with people in the park, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I want.
Oh, that sounds
I like just be able to check into my hotel and check out of my hotel. Oh. That's all I want. So, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, well, because like I saw your pictures for the fireworks, and it looked like you guys had like your own private section. Is that part of Loomis?
That is part of Loomis,
is it?
And boy, are people very mad.
Oh, yeah. You're in that.
So, I have never stayed for the fireworks. Like, I've always seen fireworks, but I didn't know the whole show that went with it.
Yeah.
So we stayed and watched it, and forget the fireworks. The projection that they have onto the castle is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. The little movie that they put on.
I mean, they turned that castle into 50 different buildings just from projection. I was very impressed with that. But yeah, so they rope off an area, and everybody is like nuts to butts, man, just trying to watch this thing, holding their kids are all pissed off because they're tired, and everybody wants to go home, and we're just sprawled out in this little area. And people are fighting, and Loomis is using his umbrella to kick people back. Very important people here. Back away. Yeah, that was the fun part.
Yeah.
We should do it again. We should all go.
Can I go with you this time?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
I was going to say, next time you get Loomis, can I go?
But I told Loomis already. I want him to start making plans now for the rest of the year.
I love it.
Did they really give an umbrella like Mary Poppins to swap people away in?
Loomis had an umbrella on his back the entire time.
That's
like
adorable.
A sword.
That's adorable.
Yeah, he was. I'm pretty sure it had weapon capabilities if he needed it.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, that I'm telling you. So we did that. We did Toy Story Land, Magic Kingdom, and Epcot all before it was dark out.
Really?
We actually had a waste time waiting for it to get dark for the fireworks.
Awesome. Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I'm jealous.
It was the way to go. And then I went to Universal twice. Oh. My feet are hurting me now.
Did you go to both parks or did you?
Yeah. Twice I went to both parks.
Just asking, Jake.
This guy knows what's up.
Any good, you go with your whole family, right?
I went with my whole family.
Yeah, any good like infighting going on with the family? Everyone get along?
No, everybody gets along. Oh, yeah, nice. There's nothing good there. Why, did your family fight?
Oh. No, I don't really talk to any of my family anymore. So
you don't talk to them? You don't talk to them?
I don't talk or stalk to them.
Why don't you talk to them?
Well, because, you know, my parents and their parents don't really get along.
Oh, I thought maybe you fought with your parents or something.
Oh, no, me and my parents are tight, but like everybody else is, we don't
talk
to
them. Your grandparents are still alive?
Yeah, they're still alive. Oh. I have cousins that they're all doing like a family reunion over my birthday weekend, and I'm probably not going to go.
When's your birthday weekend?
This Friday.
Oh, man.
Starts, yeah.
You got plans? You got big plans?
No, no plans.
By the way, you realize what weekend. This Friday is.
Friday. Wait,
no.
Friday. Oh.
Because it's your birthday, and your birthday falls on...
Friday the 13th, freaking Friday.
Friday the 13th.
That's right.
Probably
that's
today. Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean,
that's what they say.
If it's your, birthday likely. Falls on Friday the 13th, you're probably
going to die. Yeah.
That sounds very good.
What are you going to do? Do you have any plans?
Well, I know my brother. I feel like my brother
is
planning me a dinner because he was all like, you doing anything Friday night for your birthday? And I was like, no, I don't think so. And he's like, oh, well, just in case, you probably should just make that happen. I was like, okay, cool.
So if we hang out, do we have to hang out with your brother?
Maybe.
Oh, I'm out. That's okay. Too much.
Okay. I get it.
You're at a level where I can hang out with you. Your brother's not at that level.
I totally get that, yeah.
So can we cancel your brother and go out now?
Carmen, you want to go out Friday?
Yeah.
You guys can meet up after we go out to dinner.
Okay, put your brother in an escape room.
Yeah,
by himself.
Just leave him there. Yeah.
you want to go out? You better get real smart.
Oh, man. Yeah. So I'm excited.
So what are we doing downtown, St. Pete?
Tampa. Listen, I'm not hanging out with his brother. I'm putting it out there right now.
I'll kill him.
Your brother and the trench coat mafia and all those other jerks that you hang out with.
Oh my God,
I don't want to have anything to do with those idiots.
Okay.
So what's the one guy?
There's Columbine. Jeff. Casey. Who I brought to the,
Favre is the only one that I really could tolerate, and I'm pretty sure I'd end up punching his face.
No,
yeah, you
like
would.
Casey.
Yeah, Casey's not bad.
He's at the Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, I decided at Christmas I don't like it.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, you liked him.
No, I didn't.
He's
the one that has the glasses.
Yeah.
I decided at Christmas I don't like him either.
Okay. Oh. All right.
I actually talked to him and I realized,
don't like him. No.
No. You get to a certain age where you don't hide your feelings anymore.
No, yeah, I don't blame you. You can't like everybody.
No, I don't like most people.
Yeah,
and I like to make snap, irrational decisions. I'm just like, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
Have you talked to him? No. Hate
glasses,
his face.
He had glasses? Yep. Yeah, I hate glasses.
Ugh.
How about this for a transition? I did come around on somebody last night.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Matt Iceman, who hosts American Ninja Warrior,
right, yeah.
Which I happen to like, was killing me on the Travis Pastrana thing last night. He was so goddamn excited. This is unbelievable. And I finally was like, Jesus Christ, this guy. First of all, I'm going to be honest. He caught the brunt of the rest of it. It was like the most unprofessional staff of people that I had ever seen. I don't know who the black dude was that was talking to Johnny Knoxville, Kerry Hart, and a rotating third guest.
But that was TV SBK.
Yeah, but SBK would have done a better job.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just let Johnny Knoxville host the damn thing? It was like you had Johnny Knoxville there, and he didn't even really address him. And he was easily the most famous person up there to a mainstream audience. So anyway, it was.
I didn't understand like the big hype.
You didn't understand the big hype about the event because you're young.
Right.
You know, I mean, Evel Knievel's things that he did were so ridiculous because he knew most of the time that he was going to get hurt and he could possibly die, and he did it anyway. And Travis Pastrana did it and did it kind of like Evel. Like, he used a similar bike to what Evel Knievel used, mixed with science. The truth is, is there was no chance in the world that Travis Pastrana was in any danger last night. Like,
of course
he,
not.
I mean, obviously a weird crosswind or something could have happened. If that's Matt Iseman, let me know. Yes. It is. So I, let me get him on the phone. Matt, how are you?
Dude, Mike, first of all, I respect your opinion. I will be the first to admit I am a loud, obnoxious, super hyperbolic guy, and I know you. Here's the thing. You don't know me. I know you. You are a friend to comedians, so I respect your opinion. So when you take a dump on me, I take it with respect. I'm honestly flattered that you were watching the show and that you actually took the time to find my name.
No, no. Let me explain, because I was just starting out of the story. I'm watching the show. I have an Evel Knievel tattoo. He used to be my neighbor. I'm a huge Evel Knievel fan. And I also have had Travis in the studio. I also like Travis. So I was very interested in the show last night. The thing was is that History Channel doesn't do a lot of these sort of things.
Right.
Matt.
This is their first live show ever.
Yes. And Matt Iseman does a great job on American Ninja Warrior. I watch that show. It's a bunch of guys who build their own structures in their garage and hang from their feet and then do it and then fall in the first 20 seconds. It's the best stuff ever. And I also understand doing this job that what you have to do is fill a lot of time and a lot of space. But I was getting so annoyed by the lag and some of the stuff. And then you were the only one that was like super excited. So I focused my hatred on Matt Iseman last night, even though it was.
And honestly, that is, I'll take that as a badge of honor. And I'll let you behind the scenes here. So I've done a number of live shows. I just hosted Macy's 4th of July on Wednesday, which was scripted to within a second of his life.
Right.
This show, the Nitro Circus Gang, it was scripted so completely, and then History Channel came in, and we were making changes as the show is rolling.
I can tell.
Literally, we're sitting there, and there was a point where, and I'll tell you this because you'll appreciate this because I know your sense of humor. There's a point where we go to the Caesar's Palace jump, the third jump, and it took us like 20 minutes to get there. It was a total S show. And I'm like, hey, I've been pounding fluids trying to say, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. Like, you got 8 minutes. I'm in the bathroom. I have my ears in, and I hear Sal Masekela go, well, why don't we throw it down to Matt Iseman to hear his opinion? We're going to go right down to Matt. So I sprint out of a porta potty yelling, Mike, Mike, Mike. And they give me a microphone, and I'm like, yeah, Sal, it's all under control down here, bro. And it was just chaotic. It was amazing to have this event where, because I just met Travis Pastrana a few months ago when he started training for this thing, and I'd been a fan of his, but to see the preparation and the effort they put into these jumps, and again, for the people who are online who are crapping on this, like, look, the guy did this on an Indian Scout FTR 750, a 350-pound bike. Rides a bike that's 200 pounds.
Yeah.
He normally rides a bike that's meant to do this with 12 inches of suspension. He did three monster jumps in one night. And Pastrana's 34 years old, but has over 200 broken bones. This dude is a wounded warrior.
There's no crapping on the...
incredible.
Crapping on the stunts at all. He did what he did last night was great.
I will completely concede to you, Matt Iseman might have been a bit hyperbolic in the show. I'm the first to admit it. But you know what? That's what I bring. I bring it too. Because you knew Pastrana. You know this world. So you're like, we get it, Iseman. But my job, I think, was kind of to sell the middle America, because half the people are fans of Evel Knievel. Half the people are fans of Pastrana. Let me try to bring them together. And the only skill I got no skill. My skill is enthusiasm. So I sell it. And
I have to say, I'm pretty honest, and you didn't do a bad job. You were very excited. You were there. You were in the moment. But to me, sitting home, I was like, all right. But you were doing your job. I get it. So
yeah, he has to be excited. Right. Otherwise, it's like, all right, wait until the last 5 minutes, and then he'll jump. You know what I mean? You can't do that.
So I tweeted at him. I tweeted at him like a jerk. And he...
You watch Ninja Warrior, it's the same thing where...
Sure.
You know, my job is to... You introduce a story, you want to get people invested in it. And look, Travis is someone who... People like you, Mike, you're already invested in him. You guys get it. But I think we were also selling to a bigger audience. So I think the hardcore fans, you know, a few of them, I'm not going to lie, not that I love checking social media, a few of them were like, I had a guy tell me, take a stack of used comments from a whorehouse, condoms from a used whorehouse, and shove them down your throat, Isaac.
Oh, no. Whoa. I wasn't at that point at all.
Sorry. I'm giving kudos to creativity on that one. Like, I get it. No one's going to be a fan of everybody, but...
Can I tell you what I think the big problem was? If totally. And obviously there's a reason why they want to make money. It's a television show. It was too long. They could have condensed it down to an hour. And that's not the point of television. I get it. So, and I think the fact that you had to be the guy, the go-to guy every time is what hurt. But I watched the entire thing last night. I can complain all I want, but you did a good job and it kept me in there. I knew there was no chance in the world, no matter how heavy his bike was, that Travis Pastrana wasn't going to land it perfectly, and yet I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I watched it till the very last moment of the show last night. So you win, Matt Eisman.
Here's the thing. You've lived in this world, I will say, though, because we went out to the testing, and what's crazy is he had 2 weeks of testing on a bike, and Pastrana hadn't rode a flatback bike or a flat track bike before. So for him to do these jumps on a bike he was unfamiliar with, and to do jumps where he ended up going 193 feet on the Greyhound bus. That's 60 feet further than Evil ever went. And to do three jumps in a night, like, again, you probably know more about the world than I do, but as a guy who's new to this, I really felt there was a risk. And he only had 200 feet of run up on that Caesars jump. But here's what's crazy is Travis, when we talked to him, said, if I can go 150 feet on that jump, I want the ramp to be at 149. I want it to be dramatic. But he overshot everything.
Yeah.
He did better than we thought. And you know, because they did factor in, you know, with 110 degrees, you know, if you know bikes, like, you know, that can really impact it. And that's what Evil said why he tanked Caesars, was he lost power on the ramp. And he thinks it was the engine kind of overheating. And he was at New Year's Eve. So, look, Travis, obviously, they engineered this within an inch of their lives, but the reality is they just don't know.
No, there's always a possibility. I mean, we know Nick Willenda could walk across a rope, but we all want to hope he falls one day. I mean, that's why we watch the show.
Right.
Glad you didn't when it's over. But
Knievel, you're absolutely right. Knievel's career launched with the crash in Caesars. That made him bigger than anything. And Pastrana, though, he's 34. His wife and two daughters are there. And you're just like, buddy, at what point do you say risk reward is just out of kilter? Like, you know, walk away. Just walk away. But you know, look, I'm the first one to admit, because I respect you. I've known you for a long time. Bert Kreischer introduced me to you.
Oh, Jesus.
And so when you take a dump on me, I'm like, hey, listen to this guy. And I don't know if you noticed, because sadly, I'm so desperate. I'm on Twitter beforehand. These guys, like, when you were like, he's being loud, I'm like, all right, daddy's going to tune it down a little bit.
It's so funny. My son came in the room, and when they went back to the shot and you were on the ramp, you were very calm. And I'm like, I looked at my son. I go, I think I might have just calmed Matt Eisman.
I'm not going to lie. There were a few people, but when I saw Mike Talpin in there, and I was like, man, because Bert Kreischer's my boy.
Oh, good.
I cannot tell you how much he talks about you. And when I was like, when Calta says it, I'm like, all right, let me try dialing this down a little bit and be solemn.
Oh, well, look, I watched the whole thing. I liked it. I hope they do more live TV stuff like that. And I appreciate you being so cool and not, you know, when I looked down and I saw you respond, I didn't go. I just went, oh, man, I want a dick. I'm such a dick. I should have never just kept my mouth shut.
You think you're just putting it out into the ether? Like, meanwhile, he's bored, reading it in between breaks while he's going to the bathroom and doesn't have a microphone.
Well, I think,
like I've said, there are certain people you respect within the community. And when they take a shot on you, I'm not offended.
No.
It's more like I take this as feedback, and I'm going to be like, hey, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate a guy who knows what he's doing. Guy's made his living in broadcast, because I'm the first to admit, this is the first time I've done something like this. Like, I know Ninja. I know a lot of things I've done, but this is a foreign world. And so I want to get the tone right. And you know, that's why I tried to correct. So just so you know, I did see your text, and I tried to tone it down. I hope people appreciate the second part of the show better. We'll give credit to Mike Calta.
Well, it was. I watched the whole thing, and I'd watch it again. I'm sure Travis Pastrana will try to kill himself in a different area of the world. And thank you for being cool and responding and calling in today. I think that's very awesome of you. I'm glad we now have a relationship.
Hey, buddy. Honestly, I've been looking to get to meet you a number of ways. So you taking a dump on me and us finding a way to become pals. I'm happy with it. Tonight's a victory for me.
And
I got to say, I can't thank you enough for actually watching the whole show, despite how annoying and enthusiastic I was. Because look, I didn't want to make it about me. My enthusiasm is genuine for Travis Pastrana. And because I grew up with Evel Knievel and seeing this guy pay homage to the original American Badass, and it was awesome. It was really awesome to be there live.
I'm sure.
I appreciate you watching, and I appreciate the feedback. I'm open to it, man.
Good.
I know I ain't perfect, so
you
know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm saying. But
clearly I did.
You got the hotline number now. Let's keep in touch, and I appreciate you calling in, buddy.
Sounds good, Mike. Thanks so
much. Thanks, Matt. There you go. Matt Iceman. He did a good job. It's just that it was so long,
yeah.
The show, and every time they do, they go back to him and he'd be like, all right, we're out here. And you have to,
yeah, but he has to
right,
keep it.
I know it's not his fault, and he has to keep for the people who just joined in, he has to keep recapping, and that's all I'm seeing because I watched the whole thing, and I was like, oh, Jesus.
I think you're just a bad person.
What's that?
I think you're just a bad person.
You might be right. Galvin, that's how I felt. When he wrote me, I tweeted, Matt Iceman is ruining this Travis Pastrana event for me. And he wrote back, thanks, Mike. I try.
Oh.
And I
went,
oh. Well, actually, he wrote, thanks, Cowhead. I try. And I'm like, oh, is it quite possible he even knows who we are? And then I looked and it said he was following me on Twitter. And I went, I'm a jerk. I am just a complete jerk. Shut up, Carmen. thank you, Matt Iceman. And the event was good, and we'll talk about it a little bit later on. And Travis Pastrana is he's the new GOAT, man. He did it all.
You know what the problem with Travis Pastrana is, though? He's too good.
Right.
It makes it look so easy. Yeah. Like, he's jumping 150 feet on a, 350-pound bike or whatever it was. You know, he's doing it. But it makes it look so easy that you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, the scariest thing out of that whole thing, I'm like, did they tell them they were going to shoot those blue and red streamers?
Right. When that went off, I went, oh, God, there's an explosion. Can I just tell you, Spanish, I don't need you and I don't need Gio anymore. My only way to get guests now is just crap on them on Twitter and wait for us to make up and call back into the show. Thank you, Matt Iceman. Matty Ice. All right, now we got to take a break. We'll get the show moving. It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.